Now, Stalin's time at the seminary also may have encouraged a couple of other additional features in his personal political personality, his personal political culture. For one thing, while in the seminary he seems to have imbibed a real taste for dogma, for the sacredness of principles, and also for their easy definability, to make them easier to teach, to persuade people. And he would bring this spirit to Marxism, as we'll see in more detail. His insistence on faith in the future, in the possibilities of building socialism, seemed to reflect what he had learned at the seminary. He constantly, in later years, condemned all deviationists from the party line as if they were heretics. And he treated Lenin in particular, especially after his death, as a sacred figure. Secondly, the seminary may have encouraged in young Djugashvili, in the future Stalin, a Manichaean vision of the world, a view of the world as divided between right and wrong, good and evil, enemies and friends, with no gray areas in between. And in fact, this also was a heritage of the tradition of the Russian intelligentsia, but it's generally believed Stalin got this first at the seminary. Another noticeable trait in the young Stalin was an obsession with heroes and heroism. And this deserves particular attention. Throughout his life, young Stalin, the future Stalin, had special heroes, and he did everything he could to be like them. For example, when he was in elementary school, he took the nickname Koba, a rather telling choice of a young nickname. Koba was in no way his own name, but the hero of his favorite book, a novel by a Georgian writer, Alexander Kazbegi, the novel called, rather tellingly, given what we know about Stalin's relations with his own father, called The Patricide. And the hero of this book, Koba, was a 19th century fictional outlaw, sort of in the mold of Robin Hood, a sort of Georgian Robin Hood. He was strong and silent and chivalrous, courageous in battle, a perfect marksman, and always extremely cunning in defeating his enemies. Above all, he was an avenger of the oppressed. In this case, mostly Georgians against Russians, but also the poor against the rich. Djugashvili was very attached to this nickname and to the identity that went with it. It was his first underground party name after he joined the Social Democratic Party. He simply became known as Koba. And later, around 1910, when he took a new party name, a Stalin, also a heroic party name that means nothing less than Man of Steel, he still wanted his friends to call him not Yosef, not Stalin, but Koba. In fact, his first articles were signed K. Stalin, for Koba Stalin. Now, Stalin's political biography, his personal political history, reflected many of these traits and self-ideals. For example, it was characteristic that at a time when in Georgia, his native Georgia, most socialists were Mensheviks, preferring the more moderate, more democratic approach to creating a revolution and building socialism, Stalin immediately differed from the majority of Georgian socialists and became a Bolshevik. And there were a lot of things he really liked about Bolshevism. First of all, he was immediately impressed by Lenin's fundamental idea of the vanguard party of professional revolutionaries. This was, of course, a heroic ideal. It was an ideal that appealed to Stalin, for it focused on the best individuals heroically leading the way. It, of course, exalted the role of dedicated, committed rebels. In particular, this meant people like himself, and this appealed to him. He was also attracted by the Bolshevik reputation for toughness, for greater militance. Frankly, the Bolsheviks simply seemed, in this way too, more heroic. As an activist in the party, he was known for regularly criticizing leaflets, Bolshevik leaflets, which he argued were insufficiently radical, were insufficiently militant. And he developed a reputation among Bolsheviks as among the fiercest debaters, not necessarily the most sophisticated, but he made up for his often weaknesses in knowledge and in logic with great intensity, with great ferocity. Now, for Stalin, all of these ideal traits of Bolshevism that so attracted him to this movement were embodied in Lenin personally.